This is an Aero News Touch and Go from March 16, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The Space Shuttle Discovery finally got mission STS-119 underway yesterday evening with a relatively rare nighttime launch at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Time. The shuttle achieved orbital insertion less than 40 minutes later, starting its chase to catch the International Space Station. Trouble with three hydrogen control valves forced a delay of more than a month in the launch. The lower-time used valves installed days ago have worked out well, and there was also no trouble related to last-minute repairs done after Friday's discovery of a hydrogen gas leak. It's becoming difficult to sort out all the companies calling themselves Eclipse these days. There's Eclipse Aviation Corporation, which now finds itself in Chapter 7 liquidation after a failed takeover attempt by Eclipse Jet Aviation International. Now, there are three competing bidders jostling for position on the courthouse steps, all calling themselves Eclipse. Eclipse Services and Support LLC is the name of a cooperative backed by Linear Air CEO Bill Herp, who wants the technical and support assets needed to keep the existing fleet of 259 Eclipse 500 very light jets in service. Aerospace executive Phil Friedman calls his company New Eclipse Aviation LLC. He aims to both provide support to existing owners and eventually restart production of new aircraft. And now a third group called Eclipse Jet LLC has announced it will bid. Unlike Roel Pieper's company, this new entry is spelled with Eclipse and Jet as two separate words. It's been formed by the leaders of the Ad Hoc Customer Committee that was organized back in December to represent the interests of orphaned owners and depositors in the bankruptcy. Founder Mike Press is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel who took delivery of the fourth production Eclipse 500 and ran a private company to broker Eclipse delivery positions. His partner is position holder and 60% depositor Mason Holland. They say their company will be the only bidder with a realistic plan to restart production. Press comments, quote, "We know the only true way to reduce Eclipse 500 operating costs is to form a professionally managed aviation company that builds long-term growth relationships with vendors and suppliers, expanding the Eclipse 500 fleet to generate key economics of scale," unquote. Okay, I have a question. An eclipse is something that can only happen when the planets align, and then it lasts only for a few minutes. Since it now appears to have been a near-perfect metaphor, why would you keep that name? This year's Cecil Field Air Show near Jacksonville, Florida, is scheduled for April 18th and 19th. A portion of the proceeds from this year's event will now benefit the Alan Henley Foundation. That's a fund which provides for Alan's treatment and the needs of his wife Jennifer and two young children, Skyler and Brandon. Henley performed with the Aeroshell aerobatic team. He suffered a paralyzing injury last year while playing with his kids when a chin-up bar gave way and he suffered neck and head injuries in the resulting fall. Alan is described as making progress, but facing an uncertain recovery. The Aeroshell community is turning out in force to support the event. In addition to the Aeroshell aerobatic team, performers will include Corky Fornoff, Dale Snodgrass, Gene Susie, and wingwalker Teresa Stokes, Greg Poe, Jim Pates, John Moore, Lee Lauterbach, and Stallion 51 Mustang, glider pilot Manfred Radius, Patty Wagstaff, Sean D. Tucker, and Steve and Suzanne Oliver, and that's about a third of the list. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under, free for kids 6 and under. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing where we'll tell you more about these stories. The New York Times sells its private jet. Chicago unions try to unseat Bensonville's mayor. And Southwest revisits selling in-flight meals. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller revisits his sometimes controversial views on flight in icing conditions. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.